All right, we have snow falling, and it's 20 anywhere between 26 and 27 degrees. Let's bring in the man who'll give us the plan for the weather. Morning, Pat.
And a good morning.
So everything's basically closed, all the schools around here.
So, I mean, you're not too happy.
Well, I'm not unhappy. I mean, I'll. It all depends what it's going to be like going home around noontime. That's going to test my happiness and unhappiness.
Well, it's not going to be any better. It's only going to be worse.
So we're just going to get sleet and snow right through the day.
And it'll move out early tonight, but an average of 2 to 4 inches. So it's certainly not going to be good. And I wish it's wrong, but I don't think so. As you could see, everything has been holding up pretty much like we expected yesterday, which is generally not the norm, as you know. As you know, things go wrong. There's ice just south and east of us. It is a mix of rain and snow at Hartford right now, but you get it to the northeast corner of Connecticut and it's coming down as freezing rain, and they could have ice storm conditions there. So, and even us, I mean, it's not a possibility of, I should say, it is a possibility of us getting sleet or some freezing rain mixing in, and this could create very hazardous travel conditions. So please, please be careful as we go through the afternoon. So again, I don't think the temperatures are going to get much above 30, 31 degrees today, and that obviously is a problem. So where's the storm to right now? It is in West Virginia, and it's moving out to the south of us. That is the other problem. Because it is moving out to the south, it'll keep the cold air pretty much entrenched over the area, so we won't have a chance to share in the 60 degree reading today that will be common over parts of Delaware and Maryland. Do you believe that?
God bless them in Delaware.
Yeah, they
We
said the same about you.
don't talk about Delaware enough.
What did Delaware?
What?
What did Delaware?
Delaware?
You don't remember that song? What did
No.
Delaware boy?
No.
No, you don't remember that, huh? You better look it up on YouTube. I bet you they have it.
As a kid, I used to hate going over the Delaware Memorial Bridge.
Was it too scary for you?
Yeah, as a kid, it just, and even as an adult, when I drive over it, I would just make sure I was focused straight ahead.
Why is that so scary as compared to like the Tappan Zee?
Oh, the Tappan Zee window, when it was the real Tappan Zee,
Yeah.
I wouldn't go over it. I went over the ta
I remember you warning me.
Here's the reason why. A good friend who's passed away now worked for the phone company and was called in to do some work on the cabling that were under that bridge. And when he came back, he said, I would never, ever, ever drive over that bridge anymore.
Really?
He said it was in such horrible, horrible
Oh,
shape.
sure. Wow.
So I avoid now I wouldn't. I'd go over it now, but oh, I avoided it. And never mind that it was in horrible shape. If it was a windy day, come on. Maybe it just,
Wow.
I have no idea why they decided to build it over the widest portion again of the water.
Yeah, right.
They could have put that bridge a lot of different places, but they kept it there. Oh, well.
Okay, well, anyhow, so we dropped to the low 20s today. Tomorrow in the mid 30s with snow showers or even a snow squall in the afternoon. That could play havoc with the roads. Then it gets real cold tomorrow night. We drop to the single numbers. Mid 20s sunny on Thursday, low 30s sunny on Friday. It'll be partly cloudy over the weekend, but it will moderate. And the temperatures will be in, I would say, I'm looking at maybe the middle 30s, from what I could tell, mid 30s on Saturday, which is not going to be terrible, and maybe 40 on Sunday.
That's not good
Not
at all.
terrible either. The long range computer guidance, and we'll start the countdown toward Christmas tomorrow, but the long range computer guidance for Monday is forecasting basically fair skies with a high somewhere between 40 and 45, and the same for Christmas Eve. Now, there could be a couple of flurries around Christmas Eve, but highs are going to be 40 to 45. So in no way, shape, or form is going to be as cold as it is this week, Christmas week, which is kind of interesting. And, you know, and they had some unbelievable tornadoes down the south yesterday, yeah, as you probably heard. So this was this storm was really cranking. Now all the action will shift as far as storms to the West Coast, especially in the Pacific Northwest. I think they will be having one system after another there. And for us, again, I think after tomorrow, after that front goes through tomorrow, we are definitely in for a really nice dry spell of weather.
I predict a major snow before the new year.
Oh, yeah, well, that could happen, but I wouldn't predict a major snow before the Christmas, that's for sure.
I'm not going to predict that. I said before the new year.
You may be right, Dan. You may be right. We shall see.
That's fine.
Maybe not, but we shall see. And yesterday I was able to get the tree almost finished. Ornaments are on. Beads are on. Today I have to put the icicles on, not the tinsel, icicles, and I put on what they call spinners. Have you ever seen the spinners, Marshall?
Yeah.
So I put a couple on just to give the tree a little animation, and then I should be done. Hopefully I'll be able to get that done today. If not, I'll get it done tomorrow because I do have a class today, teaching class, late this afternoon because the schools in Rockland County are on a two-hour delay. I thought they were going to close them.
Well, see, if you were up here, you wouldn't have to worry about it because schools are
closed. I know. So, yes, I'm going to have to worry about it. But I look outside, and, you know, as compared to where you are down here, I'm looking at my hedges and the trees here, and they're just laced with ice, all ice. Well, so I would rather have the snow, Marshall.
Well, I would rather have sun and 70.
Not in December here. That you're in the wrong place.
Not in my house, I'm not.
I put my
lamps on, but get the temperature rocking, and the next thing you know, I'm sleeping.
And next thing you know, I watched part of the Great American, what is it, Christmas light thing last night, then I fell asleep. And I taped, there was a special with Derek and his sister from Dancing with the Stars. They were doing a special Christmas show last night, but that was on at 10 o'clock, so I DVR'd it. And if I get a chance, maybe I'll try to watch that today. I do feel that Derek, when he was with Dancing with the Stars, I always thought he was their best dancer, and I always thought he was the best choreographer. And I guess I had a good taste there because look how successful he has been.
Now, I yesterday watched the final episode of Watchmen from HBO.
Oh, yeah. I know. I've been watching that on and off. Very good series.
It really is. And it's out there, but it's out there. Anyways, exactly. The ending was phenomenal. And I hope, it's not assured, I hope they bring it back for a second season. Even though it's been a rating success, it's been a huge success. The guy who brought it back said, well, you know what? I'm going to leave it ambiguous enough so maybe if some other director wants to take on the project, they can take it in their direction. I hope they keep going because this 9-part series was outstanding. It stayed true to the original comic book and to the movie before it. And it really ends, it's kind of cool the way it ends. That's all.
Oh, okay. So you got to see that. All right. Great.
And Watchmen, that's it. It's over. Done. Gone now. I don't know what I'm going to do. I guess I have to find something else.
You'll find something else.
I hope so. I hope so. Because
There is something coming on, something about the witches. That series, I think, premieres this Friday or something like that on Netflix.
There's one about a spaceship that has a lot of people on it that runs into distress that looks like a comedy.
Okay.
I'm waiting for that one. I don't even know what the name of it is, but that's something I'll watch. So.
Okay.
All right. Well, so we've got snow, sleet, and ice today. At what time should all this precipitation end?
I would think between 6 and 9 tonight.
All right. And when's the heaviest period of precipitation?
The heaviest should, I don't know if this is going to be, quote, a heavy period of precipitation, but I would say between now and early lunchtime.
Okay. All right. I guess I've quizzed you enough today and you've passed. You've gotten correct answers and everything.
Thank you very much, sir.
So that means we can send you on to the next station with your diploma.
Thank you. Thank you, teacher. And I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano with the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.